Hey everybody, how you doing? It's your girl Jacqueline Rowe, and I'm your host with Front Row with Jackie Rowe. I don't know if a lot of you guys were aware, but up September 26, I lost my elder sister, the matriarch of our family, Angela Dolores Rowe, in Atlanta, Georgia. She died peacefully in her sleep, I hope. And when I say I hope, you know, we don't know, but of course I didn't, and the family didn't have to see her suffer. She was mildly sick, and I guess she went home and God took her home. But with that being said, October 2nd was her birthday. We did do a family celebration of her life, which she would have been 64. Then after following that, we were trying to bury her the following week. So we did proceed to do that on October 10th and 11th. My sister was laid to rest in Rose Hill Cemetery with my family, my mother, my sister, my brother, and a slew of friends. I have been trying to wrap my rim around this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I've been, you know, always used to people dying from the early 70s to the 80s. My mother died in 89. So it's been 34 years since we had a family close death upon us, besides my niece, Anne Marie, who passed away a few years ago. But in my close proximity family, not saying my niece wasn't, you know, my sisters, my sibling, and my brother, you know, this was like, you know, a big hit for us. And I've been really just trying to get my head around it and deal with it. So for a lot of people that might not see me interacting, you know what I mean? It's still not even a fresh month. The 26th, which is two more days, will be, a month since my sister passed away. But I just wanted to come in here and voice my voice so people can know what's really going on in my life. For those that care, for those that, you know, don't, then it's fine. And I just wanted to say again, I want to just tell everybody, each and every one, from my public school friends, junior high school friends, family, close friends, you know, just everybody, my sister friends, my family, everyone that came out to support my sister's celebration of life, you know, to my niece, Taniqua, to my niece, Shania, my nephew, PJ, my grandniece, Imani, and my granddaughter, my grandniece, Gabby, my sister, Jalene, you know, my older brother, Courtney, left, and it's just three of us left now. You know, we are family, and I really, really love each and every one of them, and love everyone that came out and supported, all my homeboys, all of my friends, and from, man, I just couldn't believe it. It was just a pouring support. So I really appreciate that. And, you know, that gave me the strength. More importantly, just to know that she passed in her sleep peacefully. And like I said, you know, I didn't never want to see anyone in my family suffer. So I didn't want to see her suffer. So that was a blessing. Like I said, I hope. It's been trying, you know, it's been very trying because I was so focused on doing multiple things and multiple business. But I just wanted to come in to just, you know, shed a little light on what was going on in my life right now. And, you know, just taking my, you know, days one day at a time, and taking the time, very importantly, so much, because that's one thing I work with. And one thing that we don't all have is time. So, you know, if you love somebody, you out there going through something with somebody, you know what I mean? Please show them love and support. You know, you can forgive, but you can't forget. But at least forgiving is a start. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. When I say it's an overbearing a lot. But I know this too shall get me through the next threshold in my life. But, you know, my sister Angela would never, ever be gone. Never be gone to be forgotten, in so much sense that I know I would have to definitely carry her on my back, such as the way I've carried my father for almost 50 years, who died in 1973, my youngest brother who died in 85, my sister too that passed, you know, just a slew, my mother 89. And, you know, it's a lot. So now just have to carry her on in memory, you know, and physically do a lot of work to keep her memory alive. You know, praying for my nieces and my nephews every day. I'm glad that they were older to actually, you know, see them burying their mother, you know, made me kind of feel like, great, it's not the other way around. So it gave me some relief, but it's nothing like a big sister. It's nothing like having a sister. You know, everybody fight with their family and, you know, so forth and so forth. But when your sister, you know, leave or one of your kids leave, it's like a rib is just pulled away from you. It just leaves a big hole, a void that can't be filled. And so I'm trying my best to fill a lot of spaces that's been, you know, blown out. But I'm just trying to figure it out as I go. And for those that's out there, you know, grief is a very hard thing. First is denial and it's acceptance, you know, and it's going to take a while to accept it. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm in a denial phase still because I cannot believe it. I just can't believe that my sister, who has been my eldest for 63 years, is not going to be physically here for me to touch her, for me to talk, for when I feel like blowing off steam. It's not going to be there. But one thing that keeps me going is that I always hear when I talk to her, she always tells me, just take your time, just one day at a time, take your time. So with that, I'm going to leave y'all with that note, you know, take your time, but you don't have too much time, but please forgive, you know, and learn how to love. And I spread love out there to everybody that's going through anything. Love is a big healer. Like, you know, like I said, I just can't stress enough for people to understand how important it is to really love on people. Like, it's just so much hate and so much side hate and so much bad wishes that people are out here doing. If they only could reverse that into love, it would be one powerful thing. Just do something nice. Be nice.